Blog Talk Radio.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. Hey, going hot so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if they study close, real close, they might learn something. She ain't nothing but a little doozy when she does it. She's so fine tonight. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Now we're in the swing of love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey,
stop. Let me get a good look at it.
Yo, what's going on? That's your boy Fat Man up in here. We welcome to another show, you know what I'm saying, Pillow Talk Radio. Just doing some things right now and stuff like that. Okay, here we go. Now, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Trying to get all of this stuff done. big shout out to everybody that's listening. We got our new sponsors that we're doing right now and everything. Big shout out to I'm posting it right now. Big shout out to Brothers Island Style Burritos and Bowls Tacos, you know what I'm saying, Hawaiian restaurant here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay there, player, just wait, man. I'm on the air right now. Damn, everybody hitting me up and this, that, and the other, trying to tell me what the fuck is going on and everything like that. And right now I am on the air, okay? You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Brothers, you know what I'm saying, which is what the hell? Okay, all right, cool. I'm glad you're listening online, all right? Hold on. I tell you what, let me do this real quick, because y'all is running me over and this, that, and the other. Let me play one of my songs. You know, damn it, I love this shit, but right now let me get this shit set up and this, that, and the other. You got the Fat Man up in here with the baddest motherfucking co-host on the West Coast, motherfucking G-Spot. We're going to be right back. Give me a second.
Hey, up. Up, ay, up, up, ay, up, ay, up, ay, up, about the kitty shit. See, I went and got a little help to get the whole club popping like Greek Nick. We got Rosé, a little Bombay, a little pizza rock, and we fade it soon as we step in. You got your chicken, your chicken, your chicken, and I know you hate it, cause we lining up the shots. Youngin' got the heat to make them pop. Soon as we hit the parking lot, then we see all the panties drop. There ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. Your bitch choosing on a real nigga, let a chill nigga. That's real, cause I'm so fucked up, now I'm talking my shit. Way too high to be tripping like this. Nigga, take heart, bitch, it's all on my dick. If this what you want, I'ma put it like this. Lay it down to the altar and Chris, we made it. Say you love it. You love it, girl. You love it. You love it, girl. You love it. You love it, girl. You love it. Better make you love it, girl. She just got her some titties.
She said she just got her some titties.
Can't wait till I come to her city.
Can't wait till I come to her city.
I smoke till I choke and I'm dizzy. The liquor's invading my kidneys. Been chillin', I'm feeling like killing you niggas. Bitches been missing me lately. They love it when I talk to them crazy. Suck a nigga dick, do a lot of spit, let it drip. Yeah, catch my baby. Ooh, that's my baby. Like you can, girl, don't worry about your hands, fuck up, cause I'm pulling like this. You mad, fuck up, he don't do you like this. Feels so good, that nigga might kiss. You ask if she gon' say you love this. God damn it, she loves it. She loves it. Doing it, I does this shit.
gonna sing to her. Like this.
La 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 la.
And touching your booty, be speaking another language.
Oh yeah,
this real life to his fake shit. Bottles in the air, I'm faded, drinking. I'm so fucked up, now I'm talking my shit. I'm so fucked up, I be talking language.
Niggas ain't
no bitches all on my dick. Baby, when we play, put the song on replay.
She like, ooh, that's my shit, and I.
What's going on, everybody? You got the Fat Man back up in here. Just getting some keeks and shit out of this, that, and the other. Let me bring in my co-host. What's going on, G-Spot? Are you there?
I am here. What the fuck is going on over there? You can mug your what the fuck?
Say what now?
I said, what the fuck is going on over there? You sound like you're getting mugged or something. What the fuck's going on?
I'm trying to get all of this stuff together and everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting up our new sponsors, you know, and it's like everybody wants to hit me up and want to ask me something and this and the other. And it's like, why y'all want to come and fuck with me when I'm getting ready to go live on the air and everything? You know what I'm saying? So right now, you know, big shout out to Iceberg Diamonds. It's in the Boulevard Mall, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's in the Boulevard Mall. You know what I'm saying? You go in there, tell them Fat Man Pillow Talk Radio sent you. Get you your diamonds, your diamond rings, diamond pendants. All of you rap artists that wants the big gold jewelry and everything like that, you'll be seeing Fat Man wearing a lot of their stuff. In a few days and things like that. But I just posted it on my wall. So I'm just trying to get everybody to know what we're doing and everything, G-Spot, you know what I'm saying? You know I've been out here grinding and stuff like that there. So everybody go and like the pages and things like that. We're getting ready to do our first live remote next Sunday, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? So everybody get ready. Big shout-out to my man Brenton Calvin. You know what I'm saying? He's logged on. He's listening now. Big shout out to him. What's going on, player? You know what I'm saying? We're going to get this music done and everything. Big shout out to my co-host. She talking about get it together. Shit, that's what the hell I'm doing. That's what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. I get it together. You know what I mean? But happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's Christmas time. Tomorrow is the 1st of December. And Fat Man parties all through the month of December for his birthday. You know what I'm saying? So anything would be appreciated. You know, if you don't know what to get me, say it in cash. Always works and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know Fat Man is a tequila drinker. You know Fat Man likes tequila. You know what I'm saying? So if you're out there and you're stumped talking about, I don't know what to get him, you know what I'm saying? Give me something to drink, you know what I mean? Or get me some money or something like that. Take me to dinner. Anything will be appreciated, y'all. I know Fat Man, I'm not hard to please at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's 5:15 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I got my co-host with me, the baddest BBW out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Miss motherfucking G-Spot. You know what I'm saying? I got her on the air. We are doing a lot of big things and stuff like that. I mean, it is freaking crazy right now. So I hope everybody had enough turkey. I did. I had enough turkey and stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying? So we got a hellified topic today and everything. Gina, tell them what our topic is today.
Well, you know, I've had this issue in my personal life. You know, we won't mention names and whatnot. I'm sure that person is probably listening, but we've had some issues where communication isn't what it should be. you know, when you talking to somebody and you go round and round and round and round, you're trying to communicate how you feel, and it's just not coming across. And then you have, on the other hand, people who say things, but they don't mean it. They don't follow through with their word. And that's so aggravating. And it's to the point where it's like, say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't say shit. Don't make empty promises. Don't tell me you're coming at 5 o'clock and don't show up and don't call me and don't say it. You know what I mean? If you're going to say something, make sure you stick to your word. It's like nowadays people have no word. And so, you know, we're going to cover that topic, and we're going to, you know, get into a little bit more of communication problems between people. What are the biggest communication problems within people? Why can't we communicate? And see, it seems like we can communicate easier by text message or email than we do communicate verbally. And to me, that is like the biggest turnoff, because that's the easiest way to misunderstand somebody, miscommunicate something. You know, it's so difficult to show emotion in, you know, text or an email or an inbox message if you don't have that verbal communication. So a lot of times you're misunderstood, and, you know, things are misconstrued because they don't have the feeling, they don't hear that emotion and that feeling behind what you're saying. So we're going to talk about that as well. So we should have a nice conversation.
yeah. So my thing is, let's get into our, I guess this kind of fits into our opening segment of get it off your chest. If you got something you need to know, I'm sounding a little garbly. Yeah, you are too. You're sounding a little garbly too. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, like I said, if you get it off your chest, hold on just a minute. Let me see if this damn phone and everything. Okay, so this is a segment that we use. We call it Get It Off Your Chest. Well, you get things off your chest, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? What I'm gonna do today is get off my chest something that's been bothering me for a while. My thing is, I hate it when women call me and they want to get advice and everything about what's going on in their life with their man. Ladies, please do not call me Al Mobley, Fat Man, OG, whatever everybody know me by. Don't call me telling me about what your man is not doing. Okay, now I'm going to be specific when I say this. Don't call me telling me about how your man ain't fucking you, how your man ain't paying you no attention, how your man ain't doing this, that, and the other, doing what he's supposed to and not doing what he's supposed to do and everything. Understand, you're talking to another man about what your man is not doing. So don't get offended when I hit on you. Don't get offended when I tell you bring that ass to Big Daddy and Big Daddy going to take care of that for you, because obviously you're having a problem because you're not being taken care of. Watch who you talk to. Watch who you say that to. Every man, I'm not a West Coast motherfucker. I'm from the East Coast. We are very, very, very aggressive. You come and tell me about what your man ain't doing, I'm going to tell you what I can do to where you ain't going to need your man no more. Okay? Now, I know Gina like, oh, shit, Fat Man's back. Yeah, I've been through this bullshit, depression, this, that, and the other, but I just shook that shit now. Now I'm back. I'm in full fledged. I'm in full mode. I'm fully blown. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Don't call me talking about what your man is not doing, because I'm the motherfucker your mama warned you about, okay? I will do what your man is not doing. If your man ain't eating your pussy, I will do that. If your man is not licking your ass, I might do that. It depends. And it's that. You know what I'm saying? So watch who you're talking to. And I know Gina, G-Spot goes through the same thing. Y'all women and y'all men want to call us and tell us what's not going on, and you're not satisfied with this, and you're not satisfied with that, and everything like that. And you got to realize you're talking to a single, very virile, healthy black man, all right? My shit get hard when the wind blow, all right? You know what I'm saying? So watch what you're telling me. You know what I mean? Because it seems like you tell me this, and then when I hit on you, matter of fact, I had some woman call me the other day and tell me this and wanted to talk to me and everything, and then she made the statement, we need to get together for breakfast. I said, yeah, but I know what I mean. I already know what I want to eat for breakfast. She hits me with the, oh, okay, you're doing too much. Then I hit her with, well, fuck you. Don't call me with that bullshit then. If you can't take another man hitting on you, after you tell me that you done been with this motherfucker on Facebook, he done blocked your ass off of Facebook and all of this shit and this, that, and the other, but you're still in love with this motherfucker, then y'all need to be together. Don't call me, because I'll do the shit that
he's
not doing.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So so you have a friend that's miserable in her relationship, and she turns to you for advice or just for you to comfort her. But then
right.
she turns around and goes right back to them and continues on with the same old bullshit. Comes back to you, wants to get your opinion or your comforting or whatever. How do you deal with somebody like that? Because me, myself, I've dealt with, now I'm not speaking romantically necessarily. It can be either way, but I've dealt with friends who will, you know, talk to me about their miserable relationship and then 2 days later, they're, you know, kissy kissy face, and everything's just fine.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll come back to me 2 weeks later and tell me, oh, you know, I can't stand this dude. He's disrespectful, or this bitch is just driving me nuts. She don't put out, or whatever. And then a month later, they're back together again and doing it all over again. So how do you deal with somebody like that? Because for me, myself, it's like, at this point, after you hear it so many times and you go through it with that person so many times, you just like, well, fuck it. Why even give my
right.
opinion? Because they're not going to listen to me anyway, so why even bother? But, I mean, you don't want to hurt
right.
their feelings and say, "Don't, I don't want to hear it," because, you know, then you're pushing them away and then they don't have anybody to turn to.
Sometimes you have to
what
say
do you
that.
Say?
Sometimes you have to say that. Sometimes I have to say that. Look, don't call me with that bullshit and this, that, and the other because I don't want to hear it. You called me with that bullshit last week and blah, 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 blah. It's getting to the point to where you have to state and stand your ground. You know what I'm saying? You have to be assertive with a lot of these, in your case with men, in my case with women. I have to be assertive. I know I have a big heart, and I know I have a listening ear. But, yeah, I get tired of that shit, too, because when I need someone to turn to it, it's that and the other. No one is never there. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. I mean, of course, you're there for me. Me and you talk and things like that. But I'm talking about the same people that call me, hit me up, all of that and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's like after a while, it gets to be redundant. It's like, okay, then, yeah, whatever. Don't what you're calling me for. And after a while, they'll start hearing it in my voice that, okay, he don't want to hit us no more. He don't want to be bothered no more. And this, that, and the
right.
other. You know what I'm saying? Because after a while, because you know how I sound, Gina. You know I'll be like, yeah, okay, what is it now? And everything. And people go, damn, you didn't have to say it like that. You know, but I'm getting tired of that shit. You know, I get you get tired. You know what? I get tired of being the shoulder to cry on, the
right.
Mr. I'll make you feel better and this, that, and the other. I know I had a woman call me get mad because, well, you wasn't there and I needed some comfort. Well, who the fuck am I? Mr. Rogers and shit? Am I just going to sit here and won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please be my neighbor? No, fuck that shit, because your ass ain't, your funky ass ain't around when I need you. When I need a shoulder to cry on, who is there? You know what I'm saying? So, yes,
yeah,
sweetie, it gets to the point to where you have to go, nay, I won't do that.
Right.
I am done with
right.
that. You know what I'm saying? So, but we have a nice topic going on tonight. I don't know, girl, you got something to get off your chest? I know you had some things on your chest.
No, that was it right there for me.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Just dealing with, you know, people that, you know, you love and you love to be there for, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, how many times do you really need to be there for them? And then they wind up going to the same, you know, going
yeah.
back to the same old shit again. So, yeah,
right,
I mean, yeah,
right.
I got you. That's
you
the
know,
one thing that kind of, that's my pet peeve, the thing
that
I got to get off my chest.
Oh, okay, okay. That's the one that gets your goat, huh? Okay, then. All right, then. Well, big shout out.
Well,
big shout out to everybody.
Of them.
That's just one of them. Oh, okay,
right.
then. All right. Well,
we'll save the rest for next week.
Yeah, we'll save the rest for the studio audience and everything next week and everything. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's all good. Like we said, next week is going down at Brothers Island style burrito bowl and tacos. All right, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be there live at 5. You know what I'm saying? Like we do everywhere else. It's at where the hell? Hold on, just a minute, and everything. We're going to be at this is too small for me to read, but it's on Maryland Parkway and this, that, and the other. We'll get the address and all of that and everything. Yeah, Fat Man slipping right now and shit, because it's like, you know, I should have wrote all this shit down.
Wait a minute, I got a question for you. Have you drank any Jack today?
No, I am on a sober. I am on a complete sober right now. So, no, I ain't had nothing to drink. I ain't had nothing to smoke. I had some fried chicken and some macaroni and cheese before I came up in here. You know what I'm saying? So it is all good. There's no reason to feel confused or anything like that. Fat Man is definitely on point. You know what I'm saying? But like Gina said, you know what I'm saying? We know we all get in kind of relationships with friends, spouse, businesses, you know what I mean? But we have to communicate. You know, you just go around in circles. You know what I'm saying? So we want to understand, and we want people to understand, mean what you say, say what you mean. All right? Now, in certain cases, this is what I'm talking about. I've had people tell me, and I know some people are going to probably get pissed off about it, but I really don't give a fuck. I've had people tell me, oh, yeah, I'm going to this, that, and the other. I'm going to be there. I'm going to pay this for you. I'm going to pay that for you and everything. Look here, people. Check this out. It's not about you being there to pay whatever for me or this, that, and the other, whether it's a phone bill, light bill, whatever bill, you're trying to help me out, look out for me. That's fine. We all like that. All I'm just saying is when realize that you have to take care of yours first before you can help me. So take care of yours first before you can help me, because when you tell somebody something, that means that you got their back and they're going to look forward to that. That means that they're going to do what they got to do because you said you got me on this and this, that, and the other. When you come to the day and you don't have that person, that fucks up everything. You throw everybody out of whack. You throw everything off and this, that, and the other, because now either I got to come up with the money for the shit or either I got to sit back and wait until you come up and, oh, I can help you now. This is what we're talking about. Mean what you say. Say what the fuck you mean. Because other than that, you can fuck somebody off that way. And my thing is this. Be nice to yourself before you be nice to me.
Well, and the thing of it is you can't really help others unless you are in a good position yourself. So whether it be financially, emotionally, physically, if you're not, you know, able to help yourself, how are you going to help somebody else?
Right.
You know, if I learned this from my ex-husband. My ex-husband always said, well, it's me first, then I can take care of everybody else. And I would tell him, wait a minute, you don't be like that. You got to put your kids first, your wife first, your, you know, whatever. He's like, but if I'm not right, I'm not stable, whether it's financially, emotionally, physically, then how can I make sure you guys are okay? And then, you know, I thought about it. I'm like, well, that's, you know, it's true. You know, how can he provide if he's not, you know, right? You know, if his job's not lined up right, if he doesn't have the necessary materials or whatever, if he's not right, he can't perform his job. If he's emotionally not right, how can he be there for me emotionally? You know what I mean?
True.
If he's sick or ill or injured, how can he be there physically to help me in any way, shape, or form? So, you know, sometimes you got to be selfish and say, okay, I'm not going to promise you anything, but I can try to help you do this. You know
okay.
What, Batman,
I got to
do my bills. I got to check my bills and I got to make sure I got enough money to cover all my shit. But if I have any money left over and you still need to borrow that $20, I'll gladly loan it to you. You know what I mean?
That is
a proper way to communicate. Not say, oh yeah, I got you, and then at the last minute say, you know what, things blew up, I can't help you. But you should have never said
because that'll make me tell you kiss my ass and everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on some real shit, because you left me in the leech. Don't get me wrong, I can understand. I would rather for you to tell me, hey, let me see first, and I'll hit you back. Then that way I can go on ahead and set up my plan B. You know what I'm saying? But when you tell me that you got me, then I'm going to go on ahead and go on and get Victoria that outfit that she wanted, those shoes that she needed, things like that, because I can because you told me that you have me and everything like that. I don't get mad behind shit like that. I just get upset because I know I'm a man of my word, regardless of what's going on with me. If I tell you that I got you, I'm going to give you that $20 on Wednesday. I'm going to give you that $20 on Wednesday regardless what's going on with me. That's just the type of person I am because I believe in being a man of my word. In these days and times, all you have is your word. You know what I'm saying? And when you fuck it off and fuck it up, then that makes people standoffish on you and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So I try... And I pride myself on being a man of my word. If I say I'm gonna be there, I'm going to be there. If I say I'll perform or I'll host and this, that, and the other, don't worry about it. You ain't gotta pay me nothing. That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? And I mean what I said. You know what I mean? But it seems like people want to tend to overextend themselves because of they want to be there for you and things like that. And that's fine. Realize. No matter if you can do it or not, you're still going to be here. We're still going to be tight. We're still going to be friends, things like that. Just tell me the truth. Keep it 600. You know what I mean? Because if that's the case, then I can go to plan B and I can get Victoria her outfit or something like that another way or something. But, you know, in my case, you know, I have lifelines. It's like my telephone is my lifeline. You know what I mean? If I don't have a phone, there's no way I can get in touch with anybody if anything goes wrong with me, if anything goes wrong with Victoria or anything like that. My phone is basically my office. And, yeah, I'm kind of PO'd about it, but it's okay because, you know, my good old Obama phones, I use them as backup and things like that and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? But I just want people to start noticing if you want that stuff reciprocated, mean what you say, say what you mean. I mean, if you're going to put yourself in a position to where you're going to say, well, I got you on this certain day or in anything, it's not necessarily I got you and pay a bill. It's I'm going to call you. I'll call you something as simple as I'll call you when I get home and let you know I made it. And I don't hear from you for 2 days later. That's not keeping your word. And that's not calling me, letting me know that you made it. I genuinely is concerned about you getting home. It's a lot of shit going on out here in Las Vegas right now. People getting carjacked, this, that, and the other. It's the holiday season. People getting robbed before they get in their cars. People getting robbed in parking lots when you're stopping
people's
at the convenience store. When you
stole out of their driveway.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And yeah, parked around the corner and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, think about all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be a day when you're going to need that person that you've been told, yeah, I got your back, or I'm going to do this for you, and that person ain't going to be there, then you're going to be sitting there with your lips poked out. It's all about communication. Right. Don't send me no text message talking about, oh, baby, I'm sorry, and this, that, and the other. People quit hiding behind text messages. When Gina has a problem, when G-Spot has a problem with me, she calls me personally, or she comes by and pay me a visit. I know something wrong when she comes by and pay me a visit. And shit like that. There, I'm at your door. That's all I see. My phone rings. I'm at your door. Come open up your door. Oh shit! What the fuck I did wrong this time and everything. But people stop hiding behind text messages and things like that. Call a person
and go, hey. Now that's my biggest pet peeve, and this is something that I deal with on a daily basis because I've dealt with this in relationships, you know. I'll be talking to a guy, you know, because I'm single, you know, I'm not in a relationship. And so, you know, sometimes I'll, you know, connect with somebody on Facebook, tag, Twitter, whatever the case may be. And what is that noise?
Huh? That's
that
me.
Noise.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's me. And that's me. You know what I'm saying?
What
I got some things going on.
I
got some things going on over here. This, that, and the other. But I got some stuff going on. Y'all cut that out. Cut that out now. And everything. I got some stuff going on. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got it under control. Keep on talking. I'll take care of it and everything. You're like, what is that noise? What is that noise? We got a little bondage going on over here and everything. So
I'm waiting for the
clanging of the chains
and shit.
Yeah, you got it, don't you? Yeah, you hear. Yeah, those are my nuts clanging and shit.
But anyways,
let's get off the topic.
I mean, you know, when you start talking to somebody, when you start talking to somebody on social media, it's, I mean, of course, it's via, you know, text or inbox or messaging or whatever. And then, you know, eventually, can I have your number? Well, then it goes to text messaging because nobody's really ballsy enough to actually call somebody. I will. I'll call somebody.
Right.
I don't even give a shit. You know, as long as it's not me calling a dude. If it's me calling a dude, I ain't calling no dude. You want to see me?
Right.
You got my phone number. You can call me and we can schedule a date. I'm not chasing after your ass. You know what I mean? That's just not how I do. I'm old school. You want to date me? You want to see me? You call me. You can text me, but trust me, before the second text is over and done, I'm going to say, why don't you just call me? Because I hate texting. There's so many opportunities for miscommunication, misunderstandings. You know, it's just, there's no feeling behind text. You really don't know in what context people are saying stuff. So people could be coming off totally rude and you don't even know what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? Or they're trying to be funny and they forget to add that LOL in there and you're thinking, what the fuck, he just called me a bitch or something? You know, it's like, what the hell, you know?
You said he forgot to add the LOL. Yeah. Let me know that you play it, player, because that will get you cussed the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? And everything. That will get your feelings hurt.
It'll get you shamed.
You know what I'm saying?
That's you come up to my door. But, I hate text messaging. I really do. And guys that have dated me know that. So even if we stay the friends afterward, they know they better call me because I'm going to say, you know what, why are you texting me? Because I really don't want to be texting. If you have something to say to me, call me. So, I mean, you know, that's like my biggest pet peeve, texting, all the texting. It's like there's no communication. I mean, I've seen, and I've even been guilty of doing it, texting somebody in the same room instead of getting your ass up, walking across the room.
Oh, my God, I hate that shit.
What you got to say. You know what I mean? Like,
that will make, you know what? That will make me actually cuss somebody out because it's kind of like you're in the next room. That makes me feel like you don't want to talk to me. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't want to talk to me, so you're going to text message me. That's a real big pet peeve for me. It's like, come back here in the room and talk to me. I can understand you up there in the kitchen and this and the other, but come back and talk to me. Don't text message me, especially if we in the same damn house. Don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that. That'll get you cussed out and put out of my house.
Who's yelling across the room?
You know what I'm saying? Or something like that.
Hey, baby,
you know,
can you bring me a
glass of water? Hey, baby, you know, come up, you know, come up front and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that is my biggest pet peeve is to text me and we in the same damn house. Open up your mouth and talk to me. Okay. Open up your mouth.
Yeah.
Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, everybody, we're doing our first live remote next week at 4632 South Maryland Parkway. Okay. That's right down the street from us. Brothers Island style tacos, bowls, burritos, and everything. And we want to see your toes. All you ladies, I need y'all to wear y'all flip flops because I want to see your toes. You know what I'm saying? I'm a toe man, and this and the other. Look here. Y'all women just don't know. When your man is hitting that, and he takes that big toe and put it in his mouth and suck on your toe while he's hitting that, you will come hard. You will, oh, my God, you will come so hard. You will come like a waterfall. What do you mean, ew? What do you, especially you, what do you mean? Why not?
You can look at my feet. You can massage my feet. You can tell me how pretty my feet are. But you put your mouth anywhere near my foot, trust me, you're gonna get the knock the fuck out because it's just not happening. I do
see,
not get my toes
up. That's fucked up. No reindeer games for you and this, that, and the other. We will be right back. No more reindeer games for G-Spot. We will be right back in just a minute. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? We got T2 Smoke Shop on Maryland, on Sierra Vista. You know what I'm saying? We got Your Stop Convenience Store, 8 Ball, Bail Bondsman, Iceberg Diamonds, and, of course, Brothers Island Style Burrito Bowls and all that good shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? We got a hell of a lineup. We got 702 is definitely in the building. We're getting calls from Singapore. I got a call from Singapore. They've been calling me and everything. My girl, what is her name? Oh my God. Mary Jane, that's it. Mary Jane out there in Singapore, the Philippines. What's going on, sweetie? I know you can't speak English, but your damn show can say Fat Man and G-Spot. That's all I hear when she calls. Fat Man, G-Spot, Fat Man, G-Spot. And said, Pillow Talk, Pillow Talk. I'm like, okay, then it sounds like a pair. Pillow Talk, right? You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's out there in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I mean? We got somebody talking about they want their leg to shake and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like that's, you know, something that I like to do or make a woman do. You know what I'm saying, fellas? You really doing the damn thing when you can make a woman's leg shake. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see it
in my
lineup.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't.
Shit, you make my leg shake, I'll make you a sandwich and get you a beer.
You know, you say you'll be up like, oh, you made my leg shake and this, that, and the other. What you want on your tacos? I'll have you make a tacos and this,
right?
That, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot.
Everything. If you want my leg, you want me to make your leg shake, yeah, I'll make your leg shake, baby. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? It is 5:42 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, big shout out to everybody that's listening. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? I did. We had turkey dressing the whole nine and this, that, and the other. Me and my daughter spent it together like we supposed to. You know what I mean? I didn't have any company or anything like that. And that's one thing I want to say. You know what, ladies? When a single man invites you over and everything, it's no... Stop thinking that every man that invites you over thinking he's trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I don't even be wanting to fuck you. It's just basically I just want to have some company and we can sit and talk, get to know each other, and this, that, and the other. Trust me, Fat Man is very, 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 very picky. I don't fuck anything that moves, okay? Because when you fuck anything, you fuck something that moves. When you fuck everything that moves, it's like a cat. It hangs around your fucking house and meows and meows and meows and meows and meows all the damn time. Then you got to feed the fucking cat and all of that shit. So, fellas, you got to watch what you're doing and who you fucking with and who you're fucking, because you don't want that fuck to turn into a stalker fuck to where you can't even get rid of it. It's like, damn, it was a one-night stand. Go home already. You ever got with a motherfucker and this, that, and the other, and they came to your house and you couldn't get them out? You had to be bold enough to go, look, are you going home? Shit, it's fuck. I got things to do. Are you going home? You know what I'm saying? So this goes out to all the ladies and this, that, and the other that wants their leg to shake. Make sure you hit me up, 475-1109.
Tonight I want to hear you screaming. Oh, baby, in the middle of the club, I spotted her. Shawty so tough, I think I'm in love. Yeah. Imagination going crazy, think I wanna make her my lady. In a way she gets so free, I just wanna give her a baby. And then I'm gonna get her wide open, give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she shivers her in all. And then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love, I love, I love, I love. I'm going down, down. Shake, 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 shake. call, all they want, they can ask, all they want, but they won't get in. Not tonight, cause I'm about to make my mark on you, girl. You are my world, my piece of paradise. And you let me do what I want to you. Girl, I promise through this whole night I'll be kissing you. Until your body calls, until we see the sun. Then you went to shock, girl, once I touch you with my taser tongue. And I just wanna get her wide open, give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she shivers in love. Then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love, I love, I love, I love, I love.
Down, down, down. Let me tell you what I'ma do right quick.
What you gonna
listen, do? I'ma start from the forehead to the lips to the neck to the chest. Flip her over, then I'm kissing down her backside.
Yeah.
Flip her over again, I'm ready to go for a swim. I'ma make her body tremble if she act right.
Ooh.
Make her woozy as woozy. Yeah. Feeling like we on a movie set. Can you feel the vibrations?
Yeah.
My tongue's just like a jacuzzi jet. I put your man to shame with it. I don't play no games with it. I'ma have you gripping the seat screaming when I write your name with it.
Ooh.
First, last, middle. And my tongue just likes to scribble. Morning, noon, and night, I gotta have it. I'ma dog eat it up like bits and kibbles. Make me dribble like CP3. But I rep that DTP. So if you give me that, I'ma give you that. One leg up over my shoulder. Let me be your remote controller. Let me try to keep my composure. So many different ways that I could fold. Oh yeah, I go to town. You should keep me around. Cause every night I'm going.
And a nigga on sin. Come fuck with a nigga, like a bang on a pussy like I'm going up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this dick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Then beat the pussy to this. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah,
Oreo,
hey, hey,
Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah,
Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You wanna know how I get down. You wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth. You wanna know how I get down. You wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster. I kill the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like ripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up,
Oreo,
Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
Like an Oreo.
Another
lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You wanna know how I get down? You wanna know how I get down? You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mind? Can't do all this with my mouth. Girl, I got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up, beat it up, till you holler out true. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting every spot on your map. That's me going on tour. My time for a Joe Discobali, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like,
like an Oreo. I love to lick a little like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna fight it and get inside it till I get you gone.
Can't do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth.
Yeah, y'all, that's what I'm talking about, that R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? And it said, yeah, that I was, wanted to make your legs shake. And then I just want to let everybody know that I am a cookie monster, you know what I'm saying? Cookie. Yeah, I'm a cookie monster, you know what I'm saying? And it's that and the other, you know what I mean? So, you know, but when it, people, when I'm talking on the radio and this, that, and the other, trust me, I am man enough to give names of who I'm talking about. I don't talk in circles. I don't talk, you know, below the radar, this, that, and the other. Trust me, G-Spot stops me from saying a lot of shit. G-Spot be like, you better not say that shit. You better not say that shit on the air, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. No, you know what I'm saying? I thought you, I do like peaches. I like peaches and cream. I like peaches and herb, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I like peaches, yeah, yeah baby, I guess. Oh, hey, I like peaches. She already know. She already know. So big shout out to everybody at LVPPW, you know what I'm saying? They are one of my biggest supporters. We got a lot of stuff that we're getting ready to go through and do in the coming new year, you know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned. One of the things that I've been working on, and this, that, and the other, and even G-Spot don't know about this, is I've been working on my singing. I'm working on trying to get a singing gig in one of these casinos and this, that, and the other, so y'all can come and hear me talk with my deep voice and everything like that, and I can sing Barry White and Gerald LaVert and Teddy Pendergrass to you. Yeah, it's time to make some pussy sweat.
You need to stop smoking. That's what you got to do. You're going to be singing. You need to stop smoking. You need to stop jack. You need to stop all that shit.
Oh, no. Hell no. The Rat Pack, all they did was smoke and drink. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. And they got up here on stage out here in Las Vegas and made money. I don't smoke cigarettes like that. I don't even smoke trees like that anymore. I don't even drink anymore. You haven't seen me in a while. You haven't seen me in a while, G-Spot. I've even lost more weight and everything. So this is why I'm in the gym, toning up and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm working with a monster right now. You know what I'm saying? Working with a monster. So, you know, so all the ladies, beware, because Fat Man is not playing right now, okay? You know what I'm saying? I am very, very, very serious. You know what I'm saying? And, yes, in the Barry White voice, without a doubt. So I'm trying to make sure that I do something different. It's time to do something different, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's following us. Yeah, G-Spot will be in the building and everything like that. We're going to get some stuff jumping off to where y'all cannot resist but come out and be a part of what's going on with Pillow Talk Radio and everything, you know what I'm saying? So back to what we were talking about, mean what you say and say what you mean. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of people hitting me up and everything and stuff, everything, you know, and I don't have to, speak in circles or in sentences or this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I know me and Gina was talking, me and G-Spot was talking earlier, and, you know, we were talking about that we are getting older and things like that, and that it's time for a relationship. I know she was telling me that she's interested in being in a relationship right now. And, of course, myself, I'm very interested in being in a relationship right now. Yeah, I've been chasing women and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, being in this entertainment business and been chasing women and stuff like that and everything. But I'm getting older now. I'll be a year older this month in December. I'll be 46 years old. It's time for Fat Man to find somebody that he can be compatible with and things like that and make some things happen. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm only going to chase a woman for so long. I'm only going to keep asking. I'm only going to ask for so long. I'm the type of man, I'm very assertive. I'm going to tell you what I want and everything. And the number one thing is, and I'm going to put it out there, and it's dead and the other, if you can't handle me physically, sexually, mentally, then you got to keep it pushing and everything, because I got big ideas, I got big dreams, and this, that, and the other, and I'm blessed, I'm hung low, I'm fully structured down there, you know what I mean, and things like that. So I need somebody that's going to be able to handle that and put me in check and things like that. Then again, I do need a woman that can stand her ground and be assertive herself. I don't need no woman that's going to bow down to me. You know what I'm saying? I want a woman that can tell me no when I'm wrong. I want a woman that can tell me no when I'm wrong. I want a woman that can tell me yes when I'm right. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, I want to be wrong so I can learn. Ladies, don't never think that your man is too old to learn. Just because I'm 46 and you may be in your 30s, don't think that I can't learn anything from you. You know what I'm saying? This is what is called teamwork. This is being a part of a team, things like that. People think that I'm standoffish, or people think that you know, that I can be dry, things like that. There, my thing is this: when I say something for so long, I'm not going to keep repeating myself. By now, you know how I feel, you know how I'm thinking, and this, that, and the other. Why? Because I show you when you're around me. A lot of men do not pay women attention like they should, even when it's a friendship type thing. You know what I'm saying? Men these days are looking at it, if I can't get no pussy from you, yeah, we could be cool and this, that, and the other. But when we go out, I'm going after that bitch and you stay over here and this, that, and the other. If you want to ride home, I'll give you a ride home. There's no respect. There's no that you came with me, I want to make sure that you get home safely and this, that, and the other. I don't believe in taking a woman to the club and she leave with another motherfucker. You're going to have a problem out of me, because I don't want anything to happen to you. The first person they're going to come and ask is me. Well, she was with you, Fat Man. What happened? Oh, so you let her leave with some random-ass motherfucker? Yeah, that was her, because we can't keep saying, yeah, that's a grown-ass woman. She could do what she want to do. No, sometimes grown-ass women make grown-ass, dumb-ass mistakes, especially after you done had a couple of shots of Patron and everything, and then you want to leave with this random. Now you're going to have a big problem out of me, and he is too. Because it's going to be like, yo, if you want to take her where you want to go, I tell you what, follow me back to my house. Let me drop her off at her car where I picked her up at. And then y'all can go and tra-la-la and trollop and this, that, and the other. Skip the light fandango, all the fuck you want to. But at least I know I got her back safely. That's real shit. But at least I know I got her back safely.
Light fandango, you know? He said.
You know, you've tricked the light fandango before, G-Spot. Come on now, don't tell me you haven't. I know you skipped around a couple of maypoles before and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? So it's all good. You know, it's all good. It's just that, you know, yeah, action speaks louder than words. You're damn right. So when a man is telling you, and sometimes words speak louder than actions. So when a man is telling you, nah, babe, I'm feeling you like this and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 then give him nigga a response. Respond back. Don't just go, and this, that, and the other, okay, then, all right, you know, and all that shit. We've heard that before. Speak up. Tell a motherfucker, look, this is not what I'm into right now. I'm trying to blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. Everybody's going through bad finances. Everybody ain't got this. Everybody ain't got that. Trust me, I know. I get paid once a month. I get paid once a month. And I have to take care of a 5-year-old. I have to take care of myself. I have to put groceries in the house, pay bills, and all of that. Okay? We got people out here working 2, 3, 4 jobs and selling dope and still in a fucked up situation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, but when you got a person, look here, when you got a person that's willing to text you in the morning, Good morning. How are you? Good morning, beautiful. How are you? Or I just called to say hello or something like that. That's somebody that cares. That's showing action. You know what I'm saying? But when you constantly run from somebody and you're backing up and, oh, I'm this and, oh, I'm that and this, that, and the other, you can keep on backing up because I'm only going to chase you so long and I'm only going to chase you so far. You know what I'm saying? But right now, at this point in time and at this juncture, yeah, I'm ready to deal with somebody as long as somebody ready to deal with me. And if you ain't ready to deal with me, keep it pushing. Ain't no hard feelings or nothing like that there. You know what I'm saying? All well, I just know
you,
is that.
And then you have situations like mine. Then you have situations like mine where, you know, I get guys that, you know, we try and, you know, start dating or whatever. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, at first I tell them, you know, I tell them what I do. I tell them, you know, I have mm-hmm. a job, a normal mom job. I have two kids. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom. You mm-hmm. know, I do, you know, a radio show. I do a little artist promoting. I host events. I'm the president of a big girl club. I do this. Mm-hmm. I do that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I also, you know, have a lot of male friends, not people that I'm fucking with, just I have a lot of male acquaintances and a lot of male friends. I also have a lot of male admirers, chubby chasers and male admirers that have been following me for years since I was modeling. I've had these male admirers. So are you okay with them, you know, commenting on my pictures or, you know, sending me, you know, posts on my page and stuff like that? Because if you have a problem with that, then we really don't need to start anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I make that very clear when I start talking to somebody, as somebody that I'm potentially going to be dating, because right away, as soon as we start dating and things start to get more involved, then we get the insecurity. Then we get... Mm-hmm. Well, why is this dude commenting on your picture? And why is he talking to you in Spanish? And why is this person talking to you in Italian? And why is this guy talking to you? You know, you want to Google Translate that German that he's sending you? Do you? I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? And it's like.
I like it. I like that shit. I like that shit when y'all be sitting there talking in Spanish and this, that, and the other and everything. I'll be like, yeah, that's right. Speak that shit. Hell yeah. Talk that shit. Talk
right?
dirty to me and shit, you know
so
what I'm saying?
Then you get the insecurities, and then it's like, well, I don't think we can date. I don't think we can do this. Well, motherfucker, why'd you waste my damn time? I told you what I did. I told you what I do on the weekends. Yeah, I'm out in the clubs. You're more than welcome to come with me and accompany me and be my date if you'd like to. You want to come hang out with the girls? Come on, let's go. Well, don't you have any time for me? Yes, I can make time for you. That's not a problem. You want to go to a movie? You want to go shoot some pool? You want to go have dinner? You just let me know in advance when you would like to see me, you know, one-on-one, and we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. I have a problem making time for romance, making time for, you know, that significant person in my life. That's not a problem. But I have a problem when they start getting insecure, start getting jealous and stuff. It's like you already knew what you were getting into because I forewarned you. Don't complain about it now. You know what I mean? So then I'm communicating. I'm expressing myself. I'm letting you know exactly what you're getting involved in. I got no filter. I speak my mind. I talk shit on the radio. I talk shit out on the street, you know, wherever the situation may be. I am who I am. Accept me for who I am. You know, if you choose to love me for who I am, great. If you don't, and keep it pushing. But, you know, I don't know. I just, I give up.
Okay, well, I had somebody become a lesbian.
That's it.
I had somebody hit me up, and yeah, she's probably going to, well, she's going to be a part of the show anyway, eventually, and this, that, and the other. She hit me up on Facebook, and she says, learn that woman first. Okay, learn that woman first. Friendship. Essential to all relationships. Random words of sexual intercourse when getting to know a real woman is a turnoff. Every woman is different. Yeah, no joke. I can understand that. Every woman is different. But understand this. When a person's been knowing a woman for over 10 years and you know my MO, you know how I roll, you know my background, you know that I'm a cookie monster, then you should know me already. that's irrelevant, because if I know you, then I know how you're going to come at me. That's just like knowing G-Spot. If I know G-Spot, I know how G-Spot's going to come at me. I know G-Spot is a freak. I know G-Spot likes this. I know G-Spot don't like to get her toes sucked, but I know G-Spot is this and the other and everything like that. So for me to sit here and, that, you know, sometimes you can sit and talk to a woman and this, that, and the other, and a woman will look at you and go, why the fuck are you being so nice? You know me and this, that, and the other. Sometimes a woman wants you to take control of a situation, but a woman won't know where you're coming from if you don't tell her. How you know where I'm coming from if you don't know where I've been? And if you don't know where I've been and I'm telling you where I'm coming from, then you won't know me, period. You see what I'm saying? So I can understand that, you know what I mean, and everything like that there. I know I'm gentle. Yeah, you can get to know Al, you can get to know Fat Man, you can get to know OG, you can get to know Mr. Mobley, but they're all rolled up into one. And the one that sits there and has the compassion and the time and the this, that, and the other, and will sit there and listen to you and be there for you and all of that shit, that's the motherfucker you need to know. But actually, you've been knowing that motherfucker. It's just that I wear certain different hats and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Just like G-Spot. She's the founder of a Facebook group. She's the founder of LVPPW. She's a mother. She's, you know, a hostess. She's a model. Things like that. She manages artists and everything. Yeah, all of those are different facets of her. But comes home, and all of that's over with, now I'm dealing with Gina. Just like when Fat Man comes home, or Mr. Mobley, or whoever, you're dealing with Al. You're dealing with that sweet, gentle person and this, that, and the other that's not turned up in the club and all of that. But damn it, I'm going to let you know how I feel. If you're an attractive woman to me, I'm going to let you know that you're attractive by smacking you on your ass and all of that shit. If you don't want me to smack you on your ass, then let me know that. But if you're doing that and you're feeling me, then okay then. A man will only do what a woman allows him to do. A man will only say things what a woman will allow him to say to her. But when you've been dealing and having a relationship or dealing and having a friendship for so long, then you need to know that person, okay? It's all good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, big shout-out to everybody that's we got 702. 702 is definitely in the building tonight. I mean, they got the switchboards lit the hell up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to everybody that's listening right now. You know what I'm saying? Gina just giggling and shit on the other line. Yeah, I see that shit, Paula. See, she said, "Yeah, suck some of these toes, dog, Paula. I'm cool." Paula said, "Suck these toes. I'm cool. What is this? Bear claws and shit? It was damn. You know what I'm saying? And everything. She need a manicure and shit. Her shit look like eagle claws and shit. They all hanging over the front of the shoe and this, that, and the other. My thing is this. I'm gonna sum it up just like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sum it up just like this. You know what I mean? It comes down to one thing. It comes down to one thing. And actually, this what that's got you laughing like a motherfucker right there. Now, my thing is this: I wouldn't suck that toe because if I suck one of them toes gonna make me throw up. That's gonna go too far down my throat and shit. It's gonna tickle my tonsils and I'm gonna throw up on the bitch and this, that, and the other. And I don't think no woman want me to throw up on this shit. You know what I'm saying? I went to a swingers party.
Let my listeners know what I'm talking about. The way I am. You've been talking shit about sucking toes and shit, and Paula, who's one of our LVPPW admins, she texts me a picture of a lady's feet with acrylic nails on them. And they look like big giant bear claws. And she told me to send it to you, Fat Man, and tell you to suck on me.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, I'm not, you
that's
know,
why we're laughing the way we are.
You know, Fat Man, y'all silly and this, that, and the other. Big shout out to y'all silly. Y'all hit me from all angles today. Big shout out to my girl Noodles. My girl Noodles is out there, this and the other. She's hitting me up on Facebook and everything. She's like, keep this aura up. Sounds good now. Oh, she was talking about I was dry on the radio. No, I wasn't dry on the radio. I was just trying to get things set up and this, that, and the other. You know, when you got to do this and do that, I got things here. I got things there. I got money over here, money over there. I got people to see, places to go, and all of that stuff and everything. And I can't do everything by myself. This is the reason why you're supposed to be here helping me, Miss Noodles. Now, take that. But look at these toes, though. These toes, you know, these toes. If you know what, if I had something stuck in my throat, then yeah, I would use right there. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, y'all. We about to take another break and everything. And this is what, ladies, this is what all my ladies out here need to tell. You need to tell, you know, when you get these stalkers and these guys and this, that, and the other that's, you know, hitting you up, you know, the guys that's sending you, you know, the dick pics and all of that shit and this, that, and the other, you know, it's one thing. I'm trying to find it right now and everything. I'm trying to find this song and stuff like that because I know Gina tells me, G-Spot tells me about everybody that hits her up, and she's like, I get tired of this and everything. So I kind of think that everybody or every woman, hold on, let me refresh this again. Every woman needs to put this on their page.
Paula said you got her in tears.
Say what?
Paula said you got her in tears.
I got her.
Girl, don't let me tell you what we're in tears over.
Look, check this out. Check this out. Now, I got to have a couple of shots of tequila. As a matter of fact, G-Spot, go on ahead and post that picture on my wall and say these are the toes that they want Fat Man to suck. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got to have a gallon of tequila to suck some toes like that there. But then it makes you look at it and go, I don't know. That might cut my throat. I don't know. I don't want to be, you know, cut my throat wide open and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But fellas, you ever sucked a woman's toe and shit and fucked around and got a nail or some shit? You'd be like, or something like that there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You be trying to play it off and this, that, and the other all cool, and you'd be like, and she'd be like, what's the matter? What's the matter, baby? Shit. Baby, I tried to, you must have something on your toe or something like that. And this, that, and the other. They kind of got caught in my throat. But check this out, ladies. We about to take a break. Big shout out to all our sponsors once again. You know what I'm saying? Iceberg Diamonds out there in the Boulevard Mall. Y'all make sure y'all go and holler at my man Andy and tell him that Fat Man and G-Spot sent you. For all you people that's trying to get them wedding rings and wedding bands or trying to get that Christmas gift, you go on out there to Iceberg Diamonds and tell Andy that Fat Man sent you, you know what I'm saying, in the Boulevard Mall, you know what I'm saying. And, of course, next week we'll be at Brothers Island Style Burrito Bowls and Tacos, you know what I'm saying. We'll be doing the first live remote. We want everybody to come out, even Paula. I want you to come out and show some toe and everything. Show some toe, you know what I'm saying. And when you come out and show some toe, we're going to give you a free bowl of guacamole and tortilla chips to sit there and munch on while me and G-Spot do the damn thing live. We'll be with a live studio audience. We'll be asking questions. You will be a part of the show. You'll be able to post your questions and state your questions live on the air at Brothers Island Style Burrito Bowls and Tacos. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, this goes out to all my stalkers, ladies. You need to put this on Facebook page. You need to put this on your Facebook page to all the stalkers, to all the men that want to send dick pics. And who was the guy last week that posted the pic in the group and this, that, and the other, and me and G-Spot were supposed to roast his ass and this, that, and the other, because she posted his picture. She screenshotted him and posted his picture on his own damn page. Oh. Now, that's smart as fuck, and this, that, and the other. But this is what you tell a joker that you don't want to be bothered with. We'll be right back.
You, you little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
If they sending you dick pics and all
I got
that
a million
shit,
trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck.
about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck your two sisters if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this.
And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me.
I just bought a crib, three stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text yo ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind.
You might be able to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the bait to the murder writ, my niggas put murder missions. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp in a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really hardly a chromeless, you might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pop some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Ask them if I rock with other niggas in the crew, but them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break it down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine bitch, don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L-it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. So that's what you tell a joker that's been sending you dick pics. G-Spot said if there's any guy out there who wants dick promotions, send them to her, and she will promote your ass all over the motherfucking place. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if y'all seen this pic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Hey, Gina, maybe we need to put those toes on his dick. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
I have posted this shit up on I don't know how many occasions. Warning. Caution. I have put this on my Facebook page. If you send me a picture of your dick, trust me, boo-boo, I'm going to screenshot it. I'm going to send it to your wife, your mama, your family. It's going to be all over your motherfucking page and everything you post. I'm going to do that because I'm sick and tired of seeing your crusty-ass dicks on my page. Don't send me your dick pic to my inbox because I will take that picture and send it to all your friends and family. You know what
there
I mean?
It is, there
please.
It is.
And then one dude that I forwarded you the picture of the person, and I mean, come on now. His dick is dry and crusty. Why would you post
right.
a picture of a dry, crusty dick? Really? Lube that shit up or something? Come on now. And he's a young
right.
guy. He's like in his 20s. Wow.
Right, right. Well, listen, everybody, we're getting down to the last minutes of the show. I'm getting down to the last minutes of my minute phone and everything like that. So, G-Spot, you got any shout-outs?
Shout-out to my ex-husband, Lencho, and his wife, Paula. No, I mean, seriously, come on now. Seriously. They invited me to come to California for Thanksgiving, and they graciously invited me into their home. I went and I spent time with them and my kids. We all had a family dinner, and it was great. I got to get away for the weekend. I went up to Apple Valley. Those of you who don't know where that is, it's out in the high desert of California, and I was out in the sticks. They have 3 pigs, 4 horses, 7 dogs, and a desert full of wild animals. So I got to just go out there and chill and relax and just kind of, you know, take some deep breaths and get away from Vegas and the city lights and watch some shooting stars and look at some, you know, neat things out there. And so it was really relaxing. I really needed to get away from this town and everything that was going on here. So it was really nice. It was really nice. So I just want to say thank you to them. And, of course, you know, happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's out there that's listening to us. Thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate all the love and support that we get. I get a lot of inbox messages. I get a lot of text messages. I get a lot of compliments on our show. People who listen to the archives, and they're like, wow, that was a good show, you know. We really appreciate it. Fat Man and I really appreciate that you appreciate our show and what we're trying to do. You know, sometimes we get a little carried away and we talk a lot of shit, but we have genuine
we
love for
but,
our audience
yeah.
and for each
yeah,
other. And so, you know, that's what comes across, you know, the airwaves.
Exactly.
So we just want to thank
but we can back up what we talk, you know what I'm saying, and things like that there. But
hell,
we do
yeah,
appreciate
we can.
Everybody. We do appreciate everybody that listens. You know, this show is not for me and G-Spot to air out our laundry or air out things. It's just that we don't mind
you
using ourselves as an example. You know, I know it is. You know what I'm saying? But we don't mind using ourselves as examples. You know what I'm saying? The one thing that I get, and yeah, I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to say it and this, that, and the other. The one thing that I get is that everybody believes and everybody thinks that Fat Man has tons and tons and tons of women around him. Look here, check this out. I have a 5-year-old daughter that I have to take care of and be a father to. And if I parade different women around her in and out of my home and this, that, and the other and things like that there, you know what I'm saying? That wouldn't be me being a dad. That wouldn't be me being being in tune with the real that goes around and everything like that there. So one thing ladies need to quit thinking is that Fat Man has women around him. Yes, I have an aura that draws people to me, and it's preferably women. Yes, I like it. I love the attention and this, that, and the other. But stop thinking that I fuck everything that moves. That's what pisses me off. You don't think that I'm a man of today that has morals and things like that, and I can pick and choose who the fuck that I'm pleased to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. And just because it looked like I'm turning up don't necessarily mean that I'm turning up. A lot of times I'm turning up to go home and everything, and I go home by myself. So if it looks like what it looks like to you or anybody else, then so be it. I've been like this ever since 2000, since I moved here to Las Vegas. I am a radio personality, an entertainer, and everything else in the entertainment business. Yes, I do have to turn up.
Yeah.
That's what I get paid to do. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Ladies, stop thinking that Fat Man got 4, 5, 6, 7 women. There was a time that I did, but I'm older now. That was the younger Fat Man. Now you're dealing with Mr. Mobley. Totally different now. You're dealing with a grown-ass man and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a bad boy, I'm still flirtatious. I still talk a lot of shit, and I can back it up. But right now, when I tell you that I'm looking for a woman to be by my side and walk beside me and not behind me, then believe what the hell I say. And the proof
Good
is in
luck,
the pudding.
Tommy.
If you think I'm full of shit, there it is then. You know what I'm saying? But we appreciate
Good
everybody.
Luck, Tommy. That's all I got to say. Yeah,
say
big, big shout out to Amy Savage, Debbie Rivera, Paula Colvin, Susan Pittman, Loretta Trelizzi, and all of the rest of the LVPBWs, Bonnie, Pam, Vicky, Candy, all of them. Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you for always being there for me, girls. I really appreciate it. Love you all. And definitely we'll be back on Sunday, next Sunday.
Right, right. Yeah, right. We'll be back on Sunday with the live remote. You know what I'm saying? So from Fat Man and G-Spot, you know what I'm saying, y'all? We're going to be up out of here. We'll check you out next Sunday. Peace.
Peace.